Welcome to the masterclass on Shuffle for Heavyweight Sub Impact in Ableton Live 12, built for jungle and old school DNB vibes. In this lesson, we are not just adding swing to make the drums move a little bit. We are using shuffle like a groove engine. That means the kick, snare, ghost notes, break slices, and sub bass all interact together, so the track feels like it is rolling forward with weight. That is the difference between a loop that just ticks along and a loop that hits with that proper classic DNB pressure. Now, if you are brand new to this, do not worry, we are keeping it simple and working with stock Ableton tools. The goal is to build a clean, DJ-friendly 8-bar groove that feels heavy, human, and easy to loop. First, set your tempo to 172 BPM. That sits in a very comfortable zone for jungle and old-school DNB. Then create two 8-bar MIDI clips, one for drums and one for bass. Name your tracks clearly too, something like kick slash snare, break, sub, and maybe FX if you want to keep things organized. A tidy session helps a lot, especially when you start making groove changes later. Let's build the drum foundation first. On your drum track, program a simple anchor pattern. Put the kick on beat 1, and the snare on beats 2 and 4. Keep the velocities fairly strong and consistent at first, so around 100 to 120 for the kick and 110 to 127 for the snare. The reason we start here is because we want a solid center point before we introduce shuffle. If the main drum hits are clear, the groove feels heavier when the smaller notes start moving around them. If you are using a breakbeat, great. Put it on its own audio track or slice it to a drum rack so you can edit individual hits. That is where the old school energy really starts to come alive. Ghost notes, tiny percussion pickups, and little off-grid hits are what make the groove feel alive without getting messy. Now for the shuffle. Open Ableton's Groove Pool. This is the smart way to do swing in live, because you are giving timing feel without randomly dragging everything around by hand. Try a stock groove like MPC 16 swing, somewhere around 55 to 58%. Start by applying it to your ghost notes and break slices first. Do not throw it on the sub bass right away. We want the low end to stay controlled. At this stage, keep the groove subtle. If it feels too stiff, increase the swing a little. If it starts to feel like it is leaning too far back, reduce it. A good beginner mindset here is to aim for movement, not wobble. For old school DNB, the best shuffle usually comes from contrast. The kick and snare stay more grounded, while the hats, breaks, and ghost notes can carry more of the shuffle. Now let's shape the break. If you have a classic loop, slice it up and use the slices to create extra movement. You can place quiet ghost hits before the snare, tiny pickups around the kick, and some low-level break accents that sit behind the main backbeat. Keep the ghost notes much quieter than the main hits. Think around 20 to 50 velocity for ghost notes, and 80 to 110 for the stronger accents. If the break feels too busy, mute a few slices. Bass is a huge part of what makes shuffle feel heavy. A tiny gap before the hit can make the hit itself feel much bigger. Now let's move to the sub bass, because this is where the heavyweight impact really comes from. Load operator and start with a simple sine wave on oscillator A. Turn off the other oscillators. Keep the attack fast, the decay fairly short, and the release clean. You want the bass to sound tight and deliberate, not blurry. A good starting point is a 0 to 5 millisecond attack, 200 to 500 milliseconds on the decay, and a short release, maybe 50 to 120 milliseconds depending on the note length. Write a bass line that leaves space. This is very important. In DNB, the sub often hits harder when it is phrased instead of being constantly busy. Try a call and response idea. Maybe the bass answers after the kick, then holds a note after the snare, then leaves a small rest before the next bar. That little bit of silence is not empty space. It is tension, and tension makes the return of the bass hit even harder. Keep the sub mono. If needed, put utility after the synth and set width to 0%. That keeps the low end solid and club safe. Heavyweight DNB impact comes from clarity down low. If the sub spreads out too much, you lose punch. Now, we can shape the bass rhythm so it locks into the shuffle. This is a really important moment. Do not just quantize everything rigidly and hope it feels good. Sometimes the bass wants to sit just a little late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds behind the beat, for a relaxed pocket. Other times it may need to push slightly ahead. The point is to listen. Small timing shifts can make the bass feel like it is breathing with the drums. Also, pay attention to note length. Shorter notes tend to feel punchier. Medium notes feel weighty. Long notes are best when the kick is not hitting at the same time. A lot of beginners focus only on EQ and compression, but note length is part of the groove too. If the kick and bass collide, try shortening the bass note before you try boosting or cutting EQ. That usually fixes the problem faster and keeps the low end cleaner. To give the bass a bit of attitude, add saturator after operator. Start around 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. That adds harmonics and makes the sub feel more physical without destroying it. If you want a dirtier edge, you can duplicate the bass onto a parallel track or build a clean chain and a dirty chain in an audio effect rack. But for a beginner lesson, keep the clean chain dominant. The sub needs to stay readable. You can also add a little drum bus to the drums, but go easy. A small amount of drive can help the drums feel denser, but too much will flatten the punch and kill the bounce. Think light glue, not heavy squashing. The same idea applies to blue compressor on the drum bus. Just a little bit, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, enough to bind the drums together without choking them. Now let's talk about arrangement movement. Even if you are making a loop, you should think like a DJ Tools producer. Make a version that can repeat cleanly for 8, 16, even 32 bars without falling apart. Add small changes every 4 or 8 bars. Maybe the break filters down a little in the intro, then opens up for the drop. Maybe the bass comes in after 4 bars. Maybe you remove the bass for 1 beat before a fill. These tiny changes create energy without making the loop feel random. A really useful trick is to automate auto filter on the break. In the intro, you might low pass it down around 200 to 600 HE. Then open it up for the drop. That simple move gives you a proper build and release feeling. In jungle and DNB, a lot of the excitement comes from subtraction and return. Take things away, then let them slam back in. When you mix, start by balancing the kick, snare, and sub at a low volume. If the kick disappears, shorten the bass or clean up the low mids. If the snare feels weak, maybe add a touch of saturation or layer a brighter sample. Use EQ8 gently. Cut some boxiness around 200 to 400 HC if needed, and keep an eye on harsh break frequencies around 2 to 5 KHE. Most importantly, keep headroom on the master. You want the groove to breathe, not clip and choke. Also, check the groove in mono with utility. If the low end falls apart in mono, simplify. Remove stereo widening from the bass area and keep the sub clean. In this style of music, the impact comes from the relationship between parts. The sub anchors, the break moves, and the snare keeps everything locked in place. Here is the key idea to remember from this lesson. Heavy shuffle is not about making everything more swung. It is about layering motion. Let one part stay stable and let another part move around it. Usually, the sub should be the anchor, and the break or ghost notes should carry the motion. That contrast is what creates the classic old-school jungle feel. If you want to push it further, try a slightly stronger swing on the break slices and a lighter swing on the hats. Or vary the bass note placement every few bars so the loop feels alive. You can also add a tiny bass rest before the drop for extra impact. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is remove a note rather than add one. So here is your mini challenge. Set live to 172 BPM. Make a 4-bar drum loop with kick, snare, and a few ghost notes. Apply swing around 55 to 58% to the ghost notes and break slices. Build a simple 2-note subline and operator using a sine wave. Add saturator with about 3 dB of drive and create one small automation move. Then listen in mono and ask yourself, does the groove lean forward and does the sub hit harder because of the shuffle? If it feels stiff, simplify. If it feels messy, reduce the shuffle and shorten the bass notes. The best old-school DNB grooves are usually cleaner than people expect. That is the lesson. Keep the low end disciplined, let the break breathe, and use shuffle as a tool to make the whole track feel like it is rolling with real weight.